Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. So Jeff sent me an email talking about people in the United States that have endured the pandemic, and they're looking at going back to full-blown work. Yeah, see, it appears that we're starting to come out of this pandemic, then maybe we're getting back to whatever normal is going to be, the new normal, right? It probably isn't going to be the same as before we went into the pandemic. So it's going to be a little bit different. We just don't know what that looks like yet. And different parts of the country are coming out at different rates. For instance, here in Texas, we're able to do certain things permissibly because the government says it's okay to go out and do those things. In other parts of the country, that may not necessarily be true, but I think the other parts of the country aren't too far behind. So I didn't want to turn this into a discussion about the pandemic because I don't want to bring back whatever bad feelings or thoughts you have about, you know, what has happened to us over the past year. But this article that Jeff sent me is kind of interesting because it's talking about people that are making informed decisions to retire early. Now, these people are retiring not the way I would recommend them to do it. In other words, these people did not go out and invest in real estate and build up a portfolio of assets that are producing income streams for them, as well as growing the values of those properties over time. Now, these people did what you and I were told to do way back in the Flintstone days when we were young. We were told to put money into retirement accounts. So this article that came out is talking about some executives that have just basically said, you know what, man, I'm done. My glass is full, it runneth over, and I'm done. I got to check out of the net here because I can't do this anymore. Oh, by the way, the article was by Bloomberg, but there's a gentleman by the name of Craig. I won't give you his last name because I just don't think it's appropriate, but this guy's out in Minneapolis area. He's 58 years old, so he's like in my age group, might be in your age group. This guy, Craig, is one of those people that said, that's it, man, I'm done, I'm checking out. And he did it because after a career at 3M company, you've probably heard of 3M. They're a big organization. They invent a lot of cool stuff, like post-it notes. Anyhow, so Craig was frustrated over 6 a.m. teleconferences. Yeah, do you endure those? The Lord knows that I've endured those in my past. And his thoughts turned to spending more time pursuing his outside passions, including volunteering with the Salvation Army. He had a scare with cancer 5 years ago. Yeah, that sounds familiar. It seems like I had two scares with cancer about 5 years ago. So, yeah, I can kind of see where this guy is at. And all of these things made him reconsider his commitment to climbing the corporate ladder. That's right. This guy was climbing the corporate ladder. I mean, he was an executive at 3M. So, you know, he made his way up the food chain. He got to the top of the food chain. And he got to a point where he said, you know, there's got to be a better way than this. This has got to be better than what I am doing. And the whole year at home caused Craig to say, that's it. That's it. There's got to be a better way. There has to be more to life than just working endlessly for money and then trying to take that money and shove it into some kind of retirement account. And then at the back end of that retirement account, live off of it. Well, here's what I know about executives, especially in big corporations like Craig is coming out of. They tend to make a lot of money. they tend to make a lot more money than they need to live off of. Now, I'm not saying that they don't deserve that money. As a matter of fact, I'm complete opposite. I think they deserve the money. I think they should be rewarded for the hard work that they put in. But here's the thing. Every year, there is a new year group of employees going into all the different markets in the United States. Every year. And of all of those people to enter into the workforce in their year group, only a small percentage of those people will rise up to the top. They will get to the executive level. They will make really good money. They will get very good, maybe even excellent, retirement packages. So when they decide to step away from the game, they're going to have this huge bundle of money, this huge pile of cash that they've built up over the years. And they're going to start consuming that money. They're going to start taking 4% of that money every year, provided that's enough money to live off of. And they're going to consume that money down and hopefully pass away before they run out of money. Because if they run out of money, if they live longer than their money, now they're going to become a burden on somebody else. Maybe it's their family, maybe it's a charity, maybe it's the government, who knows? And that's not a place any of us want to be. It is not a place any of us want to be. As a matter of fact, Daniel, a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member, like Jeff, sent me another article that showed up in his inbox today. Now, ironically, the article was written by CNBC, and it was published back in 2019. So he and I were kind of joking back and forth as to why did it take 2 years for that article to materialize? And I don't know, one of the thoughts I'm thinking is, well, maybe you sent it snail mail or Pony Express. Yeah, I know, bad jokes are not my forte. Anyhow, what I'm going to get into today is what you should be doing for retirement. When we come back from the break, I got a lot to hit you with. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del. People are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm thinking about this guy, Craig, that I mentioned in the last segment. The guy's 58 years of age. He's been an executive. He retired from corporate America last March. Now, the article that was given to me doesn't talk about how much money Craig has in his retirement fund. So we don't know. He might have $100,000 in there. He might have $5 million in there. He may have a number bigger and smaller than that. We just don't know. We don't know what Craig is retiring on. We can make some assumptions, though. We can assume that as an executive, he probably stuffed as much as he could into the 401k. He was probably getting some matching funds to go in there. He probably had some other retirement type accounts out there. Maybe he had an IRA or something like that. And who knows what else this guy had, because the article doesn't get into the financials. It doesn't get into Craig's background. And that's a shame. That's a huge shame. And here's why. We don't know if retirement is going to work out for this guy. We're assuming it will. Here's the thing. We don't know if this guy will somewhere down the road decide that, yeah, you know what? I've been retired for a year. I'm bored. I've got nothing going on. My life was my work. And therefore, now that I'm not working, I don't have a life. Maybe I'll go back into the workforce and work again. Or he may just stay retired. And again, we can't get the numbers with regards to how much income he's going to receive from his retirement funds, because that information was just not published. And to be honest with you, it's private. It's really Craig's business. It's not our business. But here's the big takeaway. Remember when I said at the beginning of the show, only a small percentage of people that enter in the workforce every year and every year group actually rise to the top and become executives in their field? That means the rest of us, we don't get there. We don't make it there. And it's not because we're dumb. It's not because we're incompetent. It's not because we're incapable of reaching that level. It's just how things worked out for us. Maybe we didn't get selected for a certain promotion, and that certain promotion was necessary in order to climb that corporate ladder. So maybe our dreams got dashed, but we're still working. We're still bringing money in. We're still trading time for money to buy stuff that we're probably overpaying for and probably buying on credit that we don't get to use, because we're living this lifestyle where we're trying to present this image to the world that we're successful. Meanwhile, inside of us, we're scared little kids, because if we get laid off tomorrow, what then? How long can we endure financial Armageddon until we get back into the workforce? Now, my story is 10 months. 10 months. Yeah, when I retired from the Army, I had to get back into the workforce because I was the beneficiary of a retirement pension. I earned a pension. But that pension only paid one-third of what I had been making on active duty. So when I retired from the military, there was a giant sucking sound in my checking account. And I had to get back to work because I didn't know any other way. 10 months later, I found employment. Not making as much money as I wanted to. Not as high up in the food chain as I thought I should be. But I needed a job. And after burning through my savings, after taking loans out on vehicles that I had paid off free and clear, after tapping into my credit card to try and make ends meet, I finally had a job. And I finally got to the point where I had some stability income-wise. But my game plan from there was work until I was 70, max out my Social Security benefits so that later on in my life, maybe I wouldn't have to worry about money. At least I'd have my pension and I have my Social Security, right? And ironically, the place I went to work for actually offered a pension, not a very good pension, but a pension nonetheless. And I'll tell you, that was a difficult time for me. It was a difficult time for me because I was wondering how long could I endure this. I mean, I'd gone from being an officer in the Army, having a lot of authority, a lot of control, a lot of power, if you will. Not that I abused it, but I understood what my role was. And I had a lot of people that worked for me. And then when I went into my follow-on job after the military, I didn't have anybody that worked for me. I was basically at the bottom of the food chain. Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about taking your pride and putting it in your back pocket. Now, that was me. That was me. Because I didn't want to go back to work in the industrial military complex. I was done with it. I didn't want to do that anymore. And along the way, I discovered how to invest correctly in real estate. I did. I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and they taught me the effective ways to invest in real estate. And by doing the things that they told me to do, I radically changed the direction of my life. As a matter of fact, I went from staying on that retire at 70 or older plan to a plan where I was going to retire in 5 years at the age of 55, and I was able to do it in 2 years. I think I was 53. Yeah, I know the math doesn't sound quite right, but, you know, age is kind of complicated. And I haven't looked back. So when I read articles like the one Jeff sent me about this guy, Craig, that he's just done. He's done with the corporate pressure. And he, because of what's been going on in the stock market, because of what's been going on in the real estate markets, values have been going up. Even through the pandemic, when everybody thought values would be going down, values have gone up. People like Craig have had increases in their retirement accounts. They've had increases in the real estate that they own, which is probably just their principal residence. But it gives him an exit strategy. It gives him an exit strategy prior to what he thought he was going to do, which was probably working until the age of 65, maybe 67. That's what most executives think they're going to do. So he's out at 58. And here's my concern for Craig. We got to get that money working for you, Craig. We've got to get you investing that money correctly. Because even though your financial planner will tell you, and that's okay, you just draw down 4% of your money every year. You've got plenty of money. You can live the lifestyle that you want. What do you leave to your heirs? When you're gone and you've had this giant pile of money depleted down because you're living off of it, what are the leftovers that you leave your heirs? Now, if that's not important to you, okay, I get that. But for most of us, it is important for us to leave a legacy to the people that we love, or at least to organizations we care about. And with real estate investing, Craig could actually repurpose the funds that he has in his 401k or wherever else he keeps his money, and he could put it into a real estate asset that would pay him income streams and grow in value. We come back from the break. I'm going to get into a deal that could work for Craig. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm discussing an article that was sent to me by Jeff, a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member. And this article was written in Bloomberg Wealth in their economic section. And basically, the title of the article is this: Affluent Americans Rush to Retire in New Life is Short Mindset. Yeah. Interesting, isn't it? Life is short mindset. Yeah, see, the byline goes on to say the unprecedented surge in shares and home values during an economic crisis is easing the retirement path for those who have savings and investments. If you look at what the stock market's doing, I mean, did you really, come on, let's get real here. Did you really think that during a pandemic that the stock market would increase in value as dramatically as it has? Conventional wisdom would say, yeah, probably not. But look at what the stock market's doing. The stock market is, well, I'll just use the word healthy. Or is it healthy? See, here's the thing about the stock market. And here's the problem I have for guys like Craig that have decided to pull the plug and step away from corporate America. Because, you know, I'll be honest with you, Craig, you're right. Life is short. And if all you're doing is spending all of your waking time working for somebody else, making sure that somebody else's goals and objectives are met, then maybe you're on the wrong path of life. But let's talk about that stock market. Dow Jones Industrial Average. Okay, it's not at an all-time high right now, but it's darn close. If I jump over to the NASDAQ, same situation. Not at an all-time high, but it's really close. What happens if you decide to retire? What happens if you decide to step away from corporate America? And you look at that balance that you have in that 401k, and you go, man, that's an impressive number. I can easily live off of that number and have some left over for the people that I love. So I'm going to go about my business at the age of 55, knowing that I might live to the age of 85. That's 30 years. I can sustain 30 years. I can do this. And then what happens when the stock market goes through one of its corrections? I like to call those things crashes because they happen like really fast. Really fast. When the stock market decides it's going to go down, it goes down, and it you and I can't stop it. So what happens if you lose, say, 30% of the value in your 401k? Now, I'm not making any predictions here. Please don't think I am making predictions about the stock market, because I'm not. I'm just giving you a what-if question. What if the value of your portfolio goes down 30% and you're in retirement? What does that do to your actual numbers? What does that do to your game plan of living the next 30 years in retirement? Where does it impact? Because it's going to impact somewhere. It's either going to impact the amount of money you take out of that account to live off of, or it's going to impact on the residual amount that you would leave to those that you love. And that, to me, that's the scariest part of the stock market. Now, they will tell you historically, over time, the stock market has always gone up in value. And I agree. That is a true statement. It has always, over time, gone up in value. But it has had periods where it has eroded wealth. And unless you can sit through one of those quote unquote corrections and come out the other side, you might be in trouble. And what if the stock market corrects 30% and it stays at that level for a while, or it goes up a little bit, but it doesn't go up the way it's gone up over the last year? What do you do? You need to have a contingency plan. You need to figure out the what if you have all of your retirement money sitting in the stock market. Now, you might be thinking, well, you know what? I talk with my financial planner, and we've come up with a game plan. We're going to shift out of these growth stocks, and we're going to go into municipal bonds. Okay. Much safer approach. I get that. So if the stock market crashes, what happens to the bond market? Well, usually the bond market is independent of the stock market, but not always. Not always. And even then, if you're in the bond market, what are you making on your money? 2%, 3%? Bonds don't pay crazy high numbers. They don't. So effectively, what you're doing is you're keeping your wealth, the amount of cash that you have, at a level just above inflation, so it doesn't erode the value of your dollar. But really, it's just a big pile of money. Let me talk to you about a deal that came across my desk yesterday. And this is a very interesting deal. It's actually a collection of duplexes. It's in Texas. And this particular deal, you can get into for $1.25 million. The estimated value of these properties is probably about $1.35 million. So there's some issues going on. You're going to have to do some rehab. Not a lot of rehab, maybe about 20 grand worth of rehab across the 9 buildings. And you're going to have some closing and holding costs. But all in, you need $315,000 to do this deal. So What I'm going to do now is I'm going to go back to that CNBC article that Daniel sent me from 2019, where it talked about the average 401k balance by age. Now, this is in 2019, and let's just go to the 40 to 49-year-old age group. You have $102,700 in your 401k. Yeah, $102,700 if you were ages 40 to 49. It's not a lot of money. As a matter of fact, that's not enough money to buy this deal. So let's jump up an age group. Let's go to 50 to 59-year-olds. They must have been able to save more money, right? Well, they have. They have saved $174,100. Still not enough money to get into this deal. Okay. Well, I know. This is what we'll do. Daniel sent me the 2019 average daily balances of 401k. Surely, in 2020... those dollar amounts have gone up, right? All right. So I just happen to have those numbers. And in fact, those numbers have gone up. In 2020, ages 40 to 49 had, on average, $120,800 in their 401k. And if you're in that age group of 50 to 59, you have $203,600 in that 401k. And you're thinking to yourself, well, okay, those are better numbers. Do you have 2021? And the short answer is no, because we're still in 2021, so they haven't published that data. But it indicates that values are going up. And I think values are going up partially because people are contributing more money. It's another year has gone by, so no more money has gone into those accounts. But you're also seeing the effects of the stock market going up. Because if the stock market were going down, I think you would see different numbers. I think you would see numbers in 2020 that were less than 2019 numbers. So there is an impact based on the market. So now you're sitting there thinking, all right, dude, you just told me I don't have enough money in my 401k to buy this deal that you're talking about. Why should I even listen to the last segment? Well, here's why. Because I've got a solution for you. And you're going to want to hear it. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in the real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're going to do this segment is we're going to get into some of those numbers. And you're thinking, oh man, I hate it when you get into the numbers because you make my head hurt. Well, let's approach it from this standpoint. Instead of looking at it from your head's going to hurt, let's look at it from the standpoint of let's change your thinking. Because what you're doing for retirement, it's not working. It's really not working. I mean, if your age is 50 to 59, which I am, and you have what CNBC says you have in your 401k balance, which is $203,600. That's what they said the average American had in their 401k balance in the fourth quarter of 2020. How are you going to live off of that? For giggles and grins, I'm going to jump to the next bracket. Ages 60 to 69 have on average $229,100 in their 401k. Let's say it's time for you to retire and you have $229,100 sitting there And your financial planner says, okay, this is how it works, buddy. You draw down 4% per year. That's right. 4% per year, and you live off of that 4%. And you're going, okay, we can do this. We can do this. So what's 4% of $229,100? About $9,000. Yeah. Can you live off of $9,000? Well, maybe you can. I don't know. I don't know what your situation is. I'll tell you this. For me and my household, no. Can't live off of $9,000. It's actually $9,164. So then you start thinking, okay, well, let's see. What if it takes me $40,000? Or let's just go $48,000 to live. Okay, that works out to be about $4,000 a month. Now, I'm going to watch my pennies and stuff like that. But what will $48,000 get me in retirement? Well, it'll get you not quite 5 years. So you better time it correctly. Yeah. Now, if you do like Craig did in the article from Bloomberg, Craig pulled the trigger at 58. He said, that's it, I'm done. But one of the things we learned about Craig is that he was an executive at 3M. I'm guessing he probably makes more money than the majority of us do. Most executives do, especially at a company like 3M that's been a very successful company throughout the years. He probably has a pretty decent amount of money sitting there, which if the stock market corrects and he hasn't moved out of stocks that would go down in pricing into less volatile stocks or even into bonds, he is at risk of losing some of that money. Because it's going to go down in value. Now, did he sell anything? I mean, did he actually post a gain or a loss? No. But the value of that 401k, because it's linked to the stock market, if the stock market goes down, the value goes down. And then you have to look at, what do I do now? What do I do now? One of the things that I would recommend to a guy like Craig is, look, first of all, get yourself educated on how to invest correctly in real estate. Because real estate has the ability to not only provide you income streams, something that you're not getting from what you're doing now, investing in your 401k, it also has the ability to go up in value over time. And there's different mechanisms that create that increase in value. By buying correctly, you capture equity going into the deal. So you have wealth built into the deal. You get the benefit of principal pay down when you make that mortgage note. Yes, we believe in correctly leveraging your properties because you get better returns on your investment by leveraging. And here's why. When that lender comes in, they're making their money based on that price point. They will not participate in any equity growth that you obtain on that property. Yeah, that's all that equity growth. That's yours. It's part of the reason why leveraging works so effectively for us. Then, of course, there's the whole tax advantages that go on with real estate investing. Not to mention that property values go up day after day after day. I mean, property values are rising right now. It's an interesting market out there. So let's talk about these 9 duplexes that came across my desk. So a guy like Craig, he could buy these all in. Cash, all in, $315,000, which you may not have in your 401k, but that's okay. I'm not picking on you. Just hold that thought for a minute. So he buys these properties. There's a little bit of rehab. There's going to be some costs associated with doing the deal, but he will be able to control $1.35 million worth of property. He'll be able to buy it for $1.25 million. He's going to have about $100,000 in initial equities, which will be offset by the repairs and the costs of doing the transaction. So his net equity that he's going to capture in this property is about $34,000. So his return on unrealized capital gains is right at 11%. Now these properties will produce rental income of $14,000. So when you take away the associated costs with operating these properties, your net cash flow every month is right at $5,900. $5,900 translates into almost $71,000 per year in income. It's a 22.37% return on your investment based on the cash flows. So now you've got your money into an asset or a group of assets that are producing $71,000 of income every year for you. That's a pretty good return. The majority of those revenues are going to be offset by the depreciation that you take on the property. Yeah, not all of it, but the majority of it. Now, over time, let's say if you hold these properties for 5 years, you're going to get the benefit of turning $315,000 into $924,000 over a 5-year period of time. It works out to be about 193% return on your overall investment. And that return takes into account the cash flows that you're receiving on the property, which over 5 years is going to be about $352,000. Yeah, it's a big number. So actually, in 5 years, you're going to get more in cash flows than you actually put in the deal. Think of it that way. The other thing you're going to get the benefit of is the fact that that property is going up in value. I'm projecting the future value of that property at about $1.6 million. So you're going to get appreciation of about $253,000, almost $254,000. Yeah. Versus having that money sit in your 401k and hoping that the market does not destroy your wealth. Now, we don't know how much money Craig's working with, but I'm thinking that a guy that's an executive at 3M potentially has at least $315,000 available to him in his investment accounts. Now, you're thinking, okay, well, Al, here's the thing, man. You pointed out that we can't do that deal based on what we have in our 401k balance. Okay, totally fine. Here's the simple solution. Don't do that deal. No, just don't do that deal. Do different deals that get you the benefit of the returns you're looking for. Here's the way I look at it. You could buy, if you went with your $203,600 that you have in your 401k, that's the average that CNBC says you of the age of 50 to 59 have in your 401k. If you tapped into that money, I know that sounds terrible. I'm going to take money out. That's the sacred cow. Don't do that. But if you tapped into that money and you pulled that money out, you repurposed it and you put it into real estate, you could acquire 8 single family houses. 8 single family houses that have the potential to return you about $2,700 a month in cash flow. That works out to be about $32,000 per year. Now, these properties are going to go up in value over time, and you're going to get the benefit of principal pay down. You're going to get the benefit of all the ways we make money in real estate. And here's what I'm looking at. When the dust all settles and you own, say, these 8 properties over a 5-year period of time, not only will those properties have accumulated for you $164,160 in rental income, in other words, passive income, cash flow that you can use over a 5-year period of time, you will also be the beneficiary of the value of the properties going up about $250,000. Yeah, those properties are going to go up, and you're going to get principal pay down of about another $100,000 over that 5-year period of time. So you're looking at an adjusted capital gain of $727,110. Now, keep in mind, how much money did you put into that deal? You only put $192,000 into the deal. Yeah, $192,000 to $727,000 over 5 years. Yeah, that's a 279% return. You got to get yourself a piece of that. But before you do, you got to learn how to do it correctly. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com to get started. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.